Right.
I feel like somebody's tickling you constantly.
Right.
That was a form of medieval torture. Not pins and needles, I mean being tickled.
No, it wasn't.
Pins and needles.
What are you talking about?
Talking about pins and needles.
Well, tickling wasn't a medieval torture.
Yeah, it was.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't.
It actually was. Look it up.
I'll look it up right now. By the way, we are recording. Welcome back to the 316 podcast. Graham has got dead legs. I am Googling medieval tortures. Graham, how's it going?
Well, I'm getting tortured right now.
Good. So I think the first one was a hit, the first episode, which you can listen to over at the316.podbean.com. Are you ready to do another one?
Yeah.
Cool. So just in case you're tuning in for this one, what we're doing, in 3 minutes and 16 seconds, we're discussing a topic at random. 3 minutes 16 being the average time before the everyday internet listener switches off. We used to have a radio show, didn't we, which was like an hour long and no one listened to that.
Because it was an hour long.
Because it was an hour long. That's why this is going to be beautiful. Graham, would you like to choose a topic between 1 and 23?
Fifteen.
Stop the press. Yeah, you're absolutely right. It was a medieval torture. Good. 15. We have got... And I'm going to start the timer now. Today's topic is Down With The Sickness.
Like, as in the song, or like, you know, like, let's say medieval, plague.
Open to interpretation, my friend. Open to interpretation.
Down With The... Well, the song I wasn't such a fan on.
Yeah, that's how that song went.
Yeah, it was a bit awful though, wasn't it, really?
I've not heard it in many years. I don't imagine it's aged very well. It was kind of like that early 2000s new metal sound, which wasn't great.
No, it's like Limp Bizkit and stuff like that.
There is, near me, Europe's premier Limp Bizkit tribute artist playing. there is. I was tempted to go down to it. They're supporting Knotslip, which is Europe's biggest Slipknot tribute band.
I tell you what, though, we thought nobody listened to us. Can't imagine many people going to see
Bimp Bizkit or whatever they're called.
Whatever it was, yeah. But anyway, yeah. That's not down with the sickness.
That is not down with the sickness. I've got a chest infection.
You're down with the sickness.
I am down with the sickness.
Oh, blimey.
Wah! I can't do that.
You've got a chest infection.
Can you give that a go? The wah!
Ooh, wow!
Yeah, that was it. You should join Disturbed's biggest tribute band.
It'd be a lot more Disturbed if I joined.
It would.
Yeah. But no, so down with the sickness. I was reading, actually, about diseases.
Why?
Well, you were reading about medieval torture a moment ago, so then I'll...
Only because you told me to. Why? What were you... Why? Oh, go on. Just continue.
Okay. Well, that I was reading. The Ebola virus, right?
Yeah.
Can actually stay in the eyeballs for 6 months after infection.
In the eyeballs?
Yeah. I can change people's eyes to purple, I believe.
What, as in the iris colour? Dude, that's not cool.
Well, no. So if you see somebody with purple eyes, you might think, oh, that's pretty. But don't kiss them. Not the eyes, the person. I mean.
Don't kiss their eyes.
No.
That's your nugget of wisdom for this episode. If you see people with purple eyes, don't kiss their eyes.
Well, and, you know, medieval torture was tickling.
Yeah, I've learnt things today on this episode.
I'm glad that I brought something to the table.
You get ill quite often.
No, I don't. Not really.
You do? Oh, come on. Every time I speak to you, you've got a cold or a sore throat or something.
No, I get colds every now and then. But
all the time?
Like, a bit, but not like loads. Not more than anybody else would. I only get sick because I'm around other people who are sick. Think about the work that I do.
It's because you're going around kissing people's eyeballs.
Well, no, there's a difference between the cold and Ebola, I think.
It surprises me that you haven't had Ebola.
Well, I just haven't come into contact with it yet.
But you were on about seeing people with purple eyes. Oh, no, that wasn't you, was it? You were just talking.
Yeah, no, I haven't seen anybody with purple eyes.
No, sure. Well, that's about it for the podcast. Leave a comment below and we'll add your topic suggestion to the queue. Other than that, catch you next time.